podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Yeah, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those are
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the Thrive Tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Told me yesterday that they're taking me away from being the kind of guy I am. Cruising forward, bruising, should be winning, but I'm losing. They caught me with blood on my hands. Tell me why do I have to play with the lightning and thunder? The deeper I go, all the stones I throw, they're gonna put me 600 under. Well, I got nowhere to go, nothing on the radio. I'm lying here on my bed. Can't stand up for falling down, my heart and head are spinning round, it's crazy, thoughts in my head. Well, tell me why do I have to play it with the lightning and thunder? The deeper I go, all the stones I throw, they're gonna put me 600 under.
Oh, insecurities. In the city of sinners, it seems the winners are the minority. Maybe I'll stay, maybe I'll go win the game. And like nobody knows, when your time is up, man, it's just too tough. Never lived up, say yeah. To live like you wanted, say yeah. To never let the moment pass you by. Oh, it's your life. You only live once, so don't think twice. Everything's gonna be alright. If you're with me, let me hear you scream, say yeah. Listening now to think that simple advice is the only you'll ever need. Anybody can dare to dream, but to believe is far from reality. It's the simple escape that you try to make when you kiss the lips of old Mary Jane. Man, it's just too tough if you had enough. Did you scream from the top of your lungs? Say yeah. To live like you want it, say yeah. To live in the moment, pass you by. Oh, it's your life. Only live once, so don't think twice. Everything's gonna be alright. With me, let me hear you scream, say yeah. To your insecurities before the moment passes you by. It's these seconds that mean the most before they're gone in the blink of an eye. You don't wanna be the guy that lies in your bed when your time is up. Asking yourself the question, did I ever live enough? Say yeah. To live it like you want it, say yeah. To never let the moment pass you by. Oh, it's your life. Only live once, so don't think twice. If things gonna be alright, with me, let me hear you scream, say yeah. Say yeah. Oh, say yeah.
Glance. try, and this is all I'll ever be. I'll grow and learn.
It's Bill, and you're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, and 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri. I played four tracks to get you guys started for the evening, and we did something that I don't normally do. I start out with a get-out-of-town band. That band is Three Vultures out of Lisbon, Ohio, and it's their brand-new track called Circus Clowns. And then we followed it up with an older song, 600 Under, by the band John Vento and the Needs Hotel Band. And then some Slant Six with their song Say Yeah, and a retired band Fell Upon Thieves and their song Fight Song. With me tonight on the show are two members of the band Soul Alliance. What's up, gentlemen?
How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good to be here.
If I remember correctly, the way that I came across you guys is rather unique. Were you playing in a dodgeball tournament?
Yeah, we were. That's we heard of you as well.
That's Club Radioactive in Katanning. It's Mark Gibson, for those of you that aren't familiar. If I remember correctly, it was actually a battle of the bands, but it was held as a dodgeball tournament, correct?
Yeah.
How did you guys do in the tournament? I don't remember.
Not great.
Not the best.
We like to pretend like it's not our fault. We probably just
say the issue is we went in with this really cocky attitude and kind of probably shouldn't have went in with that mindset, and then we just got pretty much destroyed the entire first half of the tournament. So.
It's dark, easy to get away with not getting out, so a lot of people.
Yeah, there was a lot of cheating involved, but it's
What was the prize? Wasn't it recording time?
It was recording time, a photo shoot, a music video. I think that was it.
Yeah, there was the
And first prize got all three did that, and then second prize got I think the music video, third.
I'm losing you.
Hi there.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, give me a little pause.
So before we go any further, why don't you guys introduce yourselves and tell us what part you have in the band?
Yeah, my name is Jordan Elder. I am lead vocals and lead guitarist.
I'm Angus Elder, and I'm the bass player, and our absent member Dakota.
We also want to give a little shout out to Jake Jancic. He's kind of our unofficial second guitarist, but he helps us out all the time. So
helped us with our single, actually.
Speaking of the single, my game plan is to play that after I'm done talking to you guys. You're probably too young to have seen Storytellers on MTV back when MTV had music.
I all the time, man.
What's that?
I've seen them. I mean, it was a little before my time, but I won't play around anyways.
So then, well, you know the idea behind Storytellers, then it's where you talk about your song, tell me what's about, and what the recording process was like.
Yeah,
I saw Wayne Staley talking about one of their albums.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're big Alice in Chains fans.
I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan, but I like a lot of those stuff. That's probably why you like Cage so much, because they sound a lot like Alice in Chains.
Yeah, I guess I can kind of see that, yeah.
So why don't you tell me about the song Holes?
Yeah, Holes, it was a song I'd started writing the lyrics for it probably, I don't know, about 5 years ago. When I just kind of started messing around with writing, and I had a verse down or so, and then I kind of just put it down for a couple years, and then about a year ago, I went back and finished it, and we started playing it, and it kind of became one of our personal favorites to play. And originally, we were going to do another one of our songs. Yeah, Misinformation Age is a single, and then we decided on Holes because we're proud of what we had made out of it.
What is your recording process like?
It was really laid back. We had the kid I mentioned before, Jake Yensick, our other guitarist. He's really good with that stuff. He's a great mixer, and he actually did it all for us down in his basement. Went down. We pretty much did it all in what, one day?
I'd say two or three.
Well, yeah. So maybe
we went down to mix again, but we didn't notice it on the first day.
Yeah. So pretty much 2 days we banged out all the tracks, and then he mixed it for us, and it was a really laid back. We were all really involved in it, so it was. Yeah, I liked it better than the experience we had in the studio recording our EP for sure.
I was going to ask you where you recorded it, but then you said that you had a better experience, so we won't put you on the spot there and make you say anything about the studio you were at.
I love the studio, and I mean, I'll tell you, I'm not going to say anything bad about the studio. It's a great studio.
Oh, yeah. The studio is fine.
It was actually Mr. Small's studio.
Yeah, it's a great studio. That wasn't.
Yeah, the issue is really just we could have put more time into it, and it, like I said, we were rookies at the time. It was our first experience in there, and we just didn't turn out how we wanted it to be. But nothing against the studio for sure.
I've been there a couple of times, not to the studio portion of it, but I always feel weird watching a show there, because I've seen metal there. It just doesn't seem right.
Well, funny story about Mr. Smalls is our grandmother actually got married, or not married, I think she had her first communion there or something like that when it was still a church. So, and then we played there, so it was kind of a cool experience.
Was she at the show?
She was not. She actually has yet to make it to a show. We got to get her out to one. So.
Now I put her on the spot. Make sure she listens, so yeah. She knows she has to go. So, speaking of family members, and this may or may not be your answer, but if you had to pick one person that has been most supportive for each of you as musicians, who would that person be and why?
For me, definitely my dad. He's a super big music guy. He got me into music for sure. He's real passionate about it, and he's just, I mean, he's as excited for it as we are. So definitely him.
Well, for me, it's kind of weird, but I mean, honestly, like, not direct family like you, because I mean, you know, I kind of got me started on bass, and then, like, kind of just had this whole thing going, you know, by ourselves. Parents weren't really even involved. And then, like, direct family, probably either my dad or my older brother, Tyler.
Talk about your instruments.
Yeah.
What do you guys play?
I have a decent collection. My main guitar is it's an Epiphone, but it's a Les Paul. That's probably my main guitar, my favorite guitar. And then I just recently purchased a Fender Stratocaster. Love that. I've recently fell in love with Fender. I also bought a Fender Telecaster for cheap. I've used it on some recordings, but I've only played it live once. And I have a couple of acoustics, but yeah.
I just have the acoustic Dean and the Gibson SG, which I need some work as well.
How about on stage? Have you ever had an embarrassing moment or a moment that really stuck with you?
I've nothing too drastic. There's definitely been an occasion or two where I forgot lyrics to one of our songs and kind of had to just like make something up or so. That's really, maybe somebody playing something wrong or something. But we've been lucky. We haven't had too much go wrong for us yet. So.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had anything go on where it was really too noticeable. You know, maybe a couple times I tried to throw a bass fill in there and it didn't go quite as planned, something like that.
No falling off the stage or anything like that?
No, not yet.
I tell this story often, but I had a band tell me that they were playing at a dog park one time, and a dog came up and peed on the guitar amp.
Oh, wow.
we'll hope that nothing like that happens to you guys.
I can't see us playing at a dog park anytime soon, though. So.
You never know.
All that dog's enemies.
So you guys are still relatively new to the scene, coming in 2015, but what's your favorite venue that you've played at?
For me, probably Mr. Smalls.
Yeah, I'd have to say Mr. Smalls too. Great venue.
Or Diesel, maybe. I like Diesel a lot too.
Yeah, but it's very satisfying when you get Smalls packed.
Yeah, Smalls is Smalls too. Just, I don't know, it's got
a great sound, good character, a lot of space, good time.
It's definitely a lot of space in there. For anyone that's not familiar with the Pittsburgh scene, Mr. Smalls is an old church, and definitely has the acoustics going because there are choirs there, but. As I said earlier, it still freaks me out when I'm there.
it's weird, I guess, to think about it, but it's cool. It's, like I said, it's got a lot of character to it. Yeah.
But, how about shows? I see one on your Facebook page. Do you have anything else booked or?
We're actually going to be playing Smalls again, in August. And then we're actually hosting a big house show. We just moved into a new house, and we have this big detached garage. So we're having a couple bands up, and we're gonna put on a little show. And then, like I said, the Mr. Small show in August, and we're hoping to pick. We have a few potential coming up as well. So.
Where can the listeners get a copy of your single and your EP, for that matter?
It's on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon.
Yeah, pretty much everywhere.
All the major
Bandcamps. Bandcamp, or even through us. I mean, if they really want to, they can contact our page directly or whatever. We have physical copies, so yeah.
Now, I've been on the Bandcamp page today. I've been on the Facebook page. Do you have any other social media or websites or anything that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, we have Instagram, Soul Alliance Band. And what's our Twitter?
Just Soul Alliance. Yeah, we have we don't keep up on Twitter as well as we probably should. We mainly use Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, we're pretty
active. Twitter, but our Twitter, in case anybody's wondering, is soul_alliance.
Two underscores.
Yes, we had issues with the name.
Mine's real easy. It's PA Rock Show.
Yeah, we try to make it as simple as possible. Our first book is just Goal Alliance 1. That one either.
And if the listeners are interested in tracking you guys down, all they have to do is click on artists on PA Rock Show, and they're listed alphabetically. So find the S's, and Soul Alliance is on there.
There must be another Soul Alliance floating around somewhere, because there is somebody who has MS the identical email as us, and we have mistakenly used it multiple times. So they probably have like 6 different accounts of ours that we've tried using their email.
What is your email if anyone wants to contact you guys about booking or anything along those lines, trying to get a copy of your EP?
GoalAllianceBand@gmail.com.
Let's see.
Yeah, make sure you put the band in there, because if you don't.
Is that, that's the part you guys keep forgetting?
Yeah.
If I was to look at your music collections, what bands would I see in there, or what albums?
For me, definitely Zeppelin, The Doors, Sabbath, Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, Nirvana. I mean, I could keep going. I could talk about it all night.
Wait, my music collection?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much everything he said, and then I'm a little bit more tolerant of some of the newer alternative stuff, like Cage the Elephant, the Black Keys, stuff like that, but definitely a lot of the older stuff, too.
So you're kind of like in between the X and DVE.
I'm definitely probably more towards DVE. I seem to listen to a lot of 70s stuff and a lot of 90s stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am. I'm older than you, I'm assuming. We didn't actually announce ages, but I'm probably older than you.
Wait, I'll be 21 tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be 41 in November.
41 years young.
You guys were recently featured on 97.7, the rock station, too, correct?
Yes, that was a couple months ago now, but yeah, they played our track, Pig Pen.
And that was on the Grassroots show?
Yes.
Yeah, I love those guys. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're nice guys. I like Bob Kopp, I believe, is who we did with. He's a really nice guy. So.
And Utah is the other guy. And here's another story that I tell all the time, but Utah was instrumental in starting my AK Music Scene website back in 2004, which morphed into this PA Rock Show thing a few months later.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah. And been on the show a couple of times, listened to it a lot. It's awesome. And the other cool thing with that station is that the local music is in rotation. It's not just on that show.
Yeah. I like 97.7 because they play different. They don't play like the same thing. You hear different stuff. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I like it.
But do you guys have any shout outs that you want to send to anybody?
I don't know, guys. What about you?
I mean, Jake Yancey.
Yeah,
things helped us with.
Huge shout out to Jake Yancey. Like I said, he mixed our whole album. He played with us on the track. Helped us out a lot. So, yeah, very talented kid.
I mean, I'd like to congratulate Horace Mays for winning the X Winter Rock Show. Hope we can play with them again. We played with them back in...
September the winter.
Yeah, maybe December. But, yeah, these guys are great. Play some good music.
Yeah, I don't have them queued for this week, but I have them on the show occasionally.
Yeah, they're cool guys.
But so if you're tuned in and you'd like to find Soul Alliance, it sounds like the easiest way is to go to Facebook, and they are Soul Alliance 1, the number 1. Or you can email them at soulallianceband@gmail.com. You can find their music on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes. I was on that earlier too. And Bandcamp. Did I miss any?
Google Play, or you said Google Play.
There's like about 30 other platforms. I don't even know what it's on. Who knows what it's on?
But ultimately, what they want you to do is to come to their garage party and purchase a copy, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we got shirts too, buttons, and stuff.
So, where does the band name come from?
It's kind of an interesting. It's not as interesting as I would like it to be, but originally we were kind of going with the name Elder and Co. And we kind of, I don't know, I decided I didn't like it too much anymore. And
so him and Dakota were colluding on
it. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, I've always been intrigued by, you know, just the meaning of your soul. And so I kind of, you know, was just thinking about how, you know, relationships and friendships and everything like that is almost like an alliance of two people's souls coming together. And I remember I had said something with soul in it, you know, something along those lines, and I sent it to our drummer Dakota, and he's like, well, how about this? And then it just kind of hit me. I was like, how about soul lines? And then there it was. I was born.
Any last thoughts?
I don't know. Rock on. Keep on rocking. Keep rock and roll alive. Keep the music scene going.
And I'd like to thank you guys for coming on.
I mean, I got a quick last thought. If I could.
Oh, go ahead.
I mean, I just like to say, I mean, I don't think a lot of people realize that, you know, coming out and seeing a live show, it's always better than just listening in your car or on your phone, whatever. You know, get out once in a while, go have a good time with your friends, get to see new live bands you've never seen before.
Soul Lines, come see us.
Yeah, come see us, you know. We're playing all the time. Hopefully have a bunch more shows this summer, but it's just always a good time going out, seeing some live music. So I just think a lot of people don't realize that.
Another real quick thought. We actually will begin recording. We're going to begin work on our first full-length album, hopefully within this month. So.
You'll have to let me know when you're ready to debut some of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so up next, you're going to hear Soul Alliance's new single, Holes. We're going to follow it up with Before Too Long by the band The Shiners, Drunk on Us by Anger the Ant. We're going to finish out the night with Snake by the Red Lines. Here on the Pennsylvania Rock Show, PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, and 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri. We'll catch you next week.
Says you're afraid of him, oh, again. I see the light of day every now and then. Oh. Since the great old trip road, my heart all overflows. This one more time, this time. Yeah.
Try.
see the lightning flash. I feel the world crashing down. You view it as a second chance. I feel the world's gone mad. It's not fair, not over, not simple, and it's not sober. I'm drunk on life and love and other stuff. I'm drunk on us and your tattoos with your hairdo and your eyes. You're always on my mind. Your laughter, I'm after the memories we made of us. We needed time, I needed space, but I need you.
Love. Oh.